All year long, the price of beef has been going up without any real sign of slowing, thanks in part to the ongoing drought, which has put pressure on the nation's supply of cattle. But late last week, futures contracts for live cattle started falling on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. So are beef prices finally going to come down? Here in Now's Peter O'Dowd joins us with answers. Peter, how much have prices fallen?
Well, you can get a really good sense of the way that prices have gone lately if you check out those charts on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. You can actually watch the price of live cattle futures making this steady climb all the way through the summer. Now, as you mentioned, a big reason for that is that terrible drought. A lot of ranchers have cut back on their herds. They've been selling them off. But then fast forward to today or recently, there's been a small drop in prices on those charts in July. And then there was another dip, this time around 3% for the first week in August. Now, that may not sound like very much, but when you consider the way that prices have been going up, it is worth noting because the pound of ground chuck, for instance, cost $3.90 in June, and that's up about 15% from the same time last year.
So why have prices started to finally go down after all this time of going up?
Well, there is a couple of reasons, and it happens every year at this time. You know, demand for red meat in the summer typically lags off. There's also a glut of young animals that come to the market this time of year, so that'll dampen prices typically. But more importantly, to the point today, with the price of beef going up so steadily, the market's kind of gotten a little bit skittish. You know, people are getting nervous. Well, how long and how far can beef possibly go up without making for a correction? And then finally, this is really interesting. All the news in Russia recently has had something to do with this. I was talking to an ag economist from North Dakota State University today. His name's Tim Petrie. And he told me that when Russia announced those sanctions last week against the U.S. on food products, that this was going to cause a problem. Now, the U.S. doesn't really send a lot of beef to Russia, but he said it does send a whole lot of something else, and that's chicken.
The thought process is there then that if they don't take chicken and we don't find other markets, we'll have to eat more here in the U.S. possibly, and that will cause chicken prices to go down and could spill over into the beef complex and pork complex as well.
So in other words, with a lot of unsold, relatively cheap chicken in the United States that Russia doesn't want, beef becomes even less attractive to consumers, and that causes the prices to sort of fall
down. I like
how
he put that there and says, we'll have to eat more here in the U.S. There's no choice in the matter. What does it mean, though, for prices of beef for people that are going to the store and trying to find a T-bone?
Well, I wish I had better news for you. I'm probably going to put a damper on your Labor Day barbecue here. But Petrie says there's a pretty significant lag time for the changes at the macro level like this to trickle down to the grocery store. So it'll be months, if at all, until we see anything. But the more important thing is that fundamentally, nothing has really changed. The conditions that have kept beef prices so high in the first place, you know, haven't changed much. It hasn't rained all that much in Texas, you know, New Mexico, Arizona, all these western states. So production of beef is still off about 5%. And at the same time, demand for U.S. beef in the United States is still really off the charts. Asia, Japan, China, still very high demand there for our beef.
And so for ranchers and people selling the beef, good news for them?
Well, it kind of depends on where you are. If you are in North Dakota, for instance, where Tim Petrie is, he says the grazing conditions are fantastic. They're going to expand their herds. And so with these higher prices, they're totally happy. But on the other hand, if you're in a place like California or Texas, where you've had to shorten your herd and cull it, well, you're going to be kind of less happy because you've suddenly missed out on these high prices for beef.
Here and now is Peter O'Dowd. Peter, thanks.
Thank you.